Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. White moves to third. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Mays scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski throws to second for 1, and Lockman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Walls moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin strikes out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Dale Long now playing first base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Don Elston now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-3 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.